Trans conectada a David Lee Roth. Prepárate para combustir. Roth, directo. 6 a.m. You are connected to David Lee Roth. Prepare for combustion. Roth direct, 6 a.m.
Get that guitar, boy.
Roth Radio, New York, Philly, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Have you heard the word? West Palm Beach, San Antonio, San Diego, Yakima. All right, not Yakima. Bassoon.
Soon to be.
Today, the pits. Tomorrow, the wrinkles. 866-313-3733. Sun Suite mood marches on. And we are broadcasting internationally. We're getting emails from as far away as Manila, Bogota, Rio de Janeiro, Calgary, Canada, London, England, and Berlin. Everybody's tuning in. Bombay, Canada. Hey, there could be now, huh? www.thedavidleeroth.com or www.davidleeroth.com. .com. You can pick us up there and give a call to all your local radio stations because they need us, baby. Roth Radio coming for you. When most radio seeps out, we were like a fire hose, baby. Like a fire hose at a race riot.
Prosecute. Dirty, sir? Fire hose.
Shall we take one more call before we start to switch the subject? Or maybe it's the same subject. Number 8, right. Pat says that he should kick out a girl. Let me refresh the story one time before you turn him up there, Hutch. Is a fella just called and he said that his daughter posed in barely legal and that she was 18 years old. Her boyfriend was 19 years old. Homeboy is in a rock band. The father is, and that he threw the daughter out at the age of 18. She's out on the street. And I raised the question of, okay, she's old enough to know how to make a professional mistake. I can vouch for that. But is she old enough to make the right decisions? And I'm going to go on the vote of absolutely not. Pat, you got an idea. He says you should kick out the girl. You are on.
No, actually, I said I don't think he should kick out the girl. First, okay. I want to say, huge fan, Dave. I've been a fan of yours since your first album back in 78, and it's awesome to hear you on the radio.
Thank you so much, Pat.
And, no, I mean, I've screwed up when I was younger. I'm 37 now. I have a good life. But if I didn't have the support of my parents when I was younger messing up, I wouldn't be where I am. She's too young to be kicked out of the house.
Did you pose in Barely Legal?
Hey, especially if she's posing in Barely Legal, that means the girl needs some help. That's seriously how I see it. You don't toss a kid for making a mistake, because we're all going to make a million the rest of us. I probably have huge ones ahead of me, and you can't be nervous your whole life.
Are you looking forward to them?
Struck by a mistake.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't have any now.
Okay, because you know what? I agree with you. I don't think you should throw the kid out. I think she's acting out totally. She's teaching daddy a lesson, okay? Come on, half the girls like that, once you get them in bed, they're going to call you daddy. Why do you think that comes from?
Dave, didn't you
what are you signaling? Are you drowning or
no,
are you waving?
I'm waving over here because, you know, the latest thing, let's move into cyberspace because the latest thing for girls to, like, act out is to do the webcam. They put the webcam on top of their computer, they close the bedroom door, give it a lock, and they do whatever they want. They'll strip for their boyfriends, but, of course, that stuff ends up filtering into the rest
they know
of the
that.
Internet
Don't you
world.
Think they know that when they're doing it?
And this is not just posing in front of a photographer.
Wait a minute.
Camera.
No, I'm not. This is not so interesting. What's interesting is, how do you know that?
I read about it in the Post.
Yeah.
Hutch and the wife sitting around watching
response.
Internet.
Okay, yeah, you and Peter Townsend are doing research, right?
No, this is
the, all right, shut up. Put the caller back on. Pat, thanks so much for calling. We agree with you. Okay, hey, we got Andre, who was kicked out at 18. He's on number 13 there, Hutch. Hit it home. Andre, you are on. Is that you?
Hey, good morning, Mr. Roth. How are you?
Mr. Roth is my probation officer. I'm Dave.
Hi, Dave. How's it going?
Excellent. You're on. What's your thinking today?
Well, listen, you know, I was thrown out by my mom when I was 18 for something that I did, and it wasn't posing in a magazine or anything.
What'd you do? You're on the phone. Nobody knows who you are. Go ahead.
Well, you know, she sent me off to college, and I went off to college and got into some trouble and ended up getting, you know, basically kicked out of college.
Okay.
And this just really upset her. You know, my mom, we grew up poor, and she was working three jobs to send me there. And what she ended up doing was putting me out, you know, my sophomore year. I think I was like 18. And what happened as a result was, you know, I didn't have any guidance. I didn't have anybody else to show me, you know, the proper things to do. And I ended up hanging out with the wrong crowd. Make a long story short, I ended up hooked on drugs for about 5 or 6 years.
What kind of drugs?
Crack cocaine.
Whoa. That's heavy, yeah, heavy lifting.
I lost everything. It was for a year or two, I was able to maintain. I had a job. You know, I had got my own place.
Kept your weight down for the holidays.
Yeah, you know.
And, never ran out of Kleenex.
Next thing you know, man, it was off to the races with the pipe.
Limited food bills. No need for a refrigerator.
Refrigerator just that.
Lots and lots of female company.
So how'd you pull it together?
No furniture. Sitting on the floor.
Animal, hold on 1 second. Animal, do you have any experience with something like that?
With crack cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, I smoked crack before.
And what he's relating, is that a true issue?
Yeah.
Oh, very true. Very
hold on.
Okay, it's like when I smoked crack, it was like a baller thing. It was called Free Base. I smoked from like 89 to like 90. That's when they start cutting it with this speed called vitamin B12. That means they can blow it up a little bigger with less the coke. And now the speed would make your heart race and twig for it, and you really ain't getting your high no more. You're really just throwing your money away. And so I smoked so much I couldn't even get high no more. I was like throwing my money away. And so then, you know, then I met Eazy-E, and then he gave me a new job, and then that was kind of like my therapy. And
okay, the now wait, I'm, you wait. The rest of it is going to be in the deposition later today, Animal. Okay. As you can see, well, we have a reference to what you're saying. Was my point there, and have an Animal share that with you.
Yeah.
Though we laugh around a little bit, we take you very seriously, my friend, and we also take it seriously when you throw kids 18 years old. And yeah, you're a kid. When you're 18, right. You have to, unless you've been to war, unless you've been trained by the military, unless you've had one of those million-dollar experiences, you wouldn't pay $1 to get. Whether that's in the high mountains or the desert, like I said, whether it's in the military or some kind of tragedy happens to you, people grow up real quick after something like Katrina, all right? But it sounds to me like the previous fella has a standard family, a lot of unrest in there, and frankly, I'm interested to see what this kid looks like. What about you?
Yeah.
Now that you know the history, hey, friend, thanks so much for calling. Greg dated a stripper and does porn. Does the stripper do porn or does Greg do porn? Number 6, you're on. Greg, talk to us.
Morning, Dave. How are you?
Extraordinary. Sounds like you have an interesting story to tell. Go ahead, Greg.
Absolutely. A few years ago, I think I was like 37, and I met this girl. She was 19. She was a stripper.
Da, 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 da. You know what the stripper says? Da, 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 da. Well, I didn't get up this morning. Da, da, da. Go ahead. I didn't mean to. Well, I did, but.
So she's 19, you're 37.
Da, da. Go ahead. You got a squeaky wheel gets the grease around your kid. Go ahead. I'm going to drink a cup of coffee.
Well, it turns out, you know. She was just totally out of control, drinking, drugging, and it turned
What was
out.
Your first clue?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why you dated her. Are you kidding? I call it bruised fruit, is when you get some of these girls who have the most damaged backgrounds. They're the best in bed. They say the filthiest stuff right on cue, and they remember the next time they come back over.
She was the best.
Yeah.
Did she have a Did she have a stripper name?
Like a city?
Yeah, like a city or a bank or something.
Was she named like Georgia or Miami Blue or something? or like did she take a name like they took like a Star E Knight, something like that? No?
It was Tia.
Oh.
Tia. Boom. I knew a great black stripper in South Los Angeles who named herself Holly Watts. Seriously, but I didn't mean to, but you know, Yakima is listening, man. Go ahead, you're on. So what happened? Give us the straight.
Well, it turns out, you know, she was just totally out of control, and you know, I was like, you know, what the hell is your problem? basement. She told me her dad, you know, molested her. He used to take her around, and her dad's friends molested her and whatnot. And she was just totally out of control with, you know, just stripping and just wanting all the attention that I guess daddy didn't show her. And she, you know, turns out she started doing porn.
Okay, all right, all right, all right. I think we get the idea here. Where is she in your life right now?
I think
vacuuming.
She's
that's my job.
I don't think you can top that one. That was Greg, who dated the stripper. She does porn. I'm going to write him up as a lucky guy. And then I'm going to go down to Jack, who says kids make mistakes, and we're going to back up that explanation here. Number nine. Jack, you're on. Go.
Hey, Dave, how you doing this morning?
At least I'm vertical.
that's a start right there. No, all I'm saying is that this sounds like a case of a typical American scenario. Americans have this need to be titillated and then to censor, you know? We don't know how to handle sexuality. We're either using it, you know, as some sort of projection of what's wrong, or we use it as what we're behind closed doors. We don't have a healthy attitude towards it.
And what do you think is the key to solving that, or do you think it's even solvable?
Well, I don't know about the whole societal thing, but on a family level, there has to be an unconditional tribal kind of support. You know, there has to be room to move back in. This kid, she didn't necessarily, what I'm saying is what she did, the moral context is in her father's head. She has decisions to make, and as the brother said earlier, people make mistakes, we all screw up and fall down, and we need our own people around us to get us back up.
I also have another reflection as you're speaking. I'm thinking she's dating a musician, or she's dating. I gotta guess that if this kid is 18, she's got a 19-year-old boyfriend. Her father is a musician. I'm gonna guarantee she's dating a bass player. What do you think, man?
I smell
rhythm section all over this one, man. What do you think? All right, hold on, Dimitri. You got little girls. They're not gonna be big girls very soon. But this is something you're gonna start thinking of. You know,
I've already started. I have a daughter who's a year and a half.
And what happens when they're 18?
Well, I mean, I think it is a dilemma. I think you have to ask yourself, at what point do you, to use the cliche, draw the line? And at what point do you say, you know what, I've been enabling you enough. I've been sending you the message that I'm here for you whenever you need me, regardless of what you do. You can always come back into the house and eat food from the refrigerator. At what point does that maybe stop being a healthy thing to communicate to your child? At what point do you have to say to the child, hey, time to take some responsibility for yourself? That being said, I recognize already in my 1.5-year-old, she's already got her own personality, and my job is to not interfere with that as much as possible.
And so you're saying if she grows up and she says, Dad, I want to be a dancer and I want to do it for $20 a drop, and she's 18 years old and you gave it your best, that you're going to accept that?
The message I'm going to send her is that my love overrides all of those kinds
of
decisions.
Oh, our youths are so full of it. All right, turn the music back down. I'm going to give you one more chance.
No, I'm a softy, but the truth is that I would tell her, you know, or I would ask her, I'd say, look, really think carefully about what you're doing. Give it some thought. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it, but give it some thought.
Would you, if your daughter was going to pose in Barely Legal, okay, one of those magazines? No, because, you know, when we talk about posing in magazines, we might think of Playboy. Yeah. I think Playboy is more acceptable.
Right.
All right. If I was a dad, I'd be a little more accepting of that, because I have.
I did Playboy. My dad had it on.
I saw your picture.
And he had it on the fridge. Not when I was there.
And that
but
I
he
believe.
Told me, he said, it's really weird because I don't know what to do with it, but it's kind of on the fridge because I'm really proud of it.
Well, see, Playboy
I was older than 18.
Playboy is varsity quality stuff. That's collegiate. It's Next Doorsville. And Playboy magazine has stood for a whole lot more than just great pictures of naked chicks. That was the first guy to have the first interracial jazz concerts, you know, in Chicago in the 50s. First guy to hire black comedians at all of his clubs. First guy to champion in the pill. No. You know, Playboy magazine was the first to hire writers like Nabokov and all of these people, and Mailer and stuff. First guy to have people drawing pictures, the illustrations that go along with magazines that we take for granted. Now, that was all Hugh Hefner. So, you know, when you join up with Playboy, you're joining a whole cultural force, something that has brought forth everything from jazz to architecture to literature to, you know, the famous centerfold. But I think most of the others, no, that's just purely prurient interest, which is why, you know, I actually do read Playboy for the pictures, and which is why I buy Barely Legal for
the articles. barely legal for
oh,
the
I
Eagles.
Screwed that up.
You know, Chris Rock was saying recently that Chris Rock's last special opened with...
There is sex in the champagne room, by the way.
That's what I've heard. I wouldn't know, but I've
Chris
heard.
Chris Rock has that tune in it.
But Chris has, you know, he had a baby girl recently, and he said that he realizes that his job as a dad is to keep his baby girl off the pole.
Yeah, but now my sister, okay, who is an accomplished exec, a philosophy student, she's in her 40s, okay, great looking gal, very self-contained, all right, she'll even be on the show or whatever. I, at my house in L.A., I was pulling out my car, and she was staying over the garage, a little apartment I have over the garage, and through one of the windows, I saw a pole.
No
way. And turn and she and she leveled with me 3 times a week. That instead of going
that
to the gym.
A big thing in
instead
LA
of
now.
Going to the gym. And Lisa's serious. She's a nutritionist, you know, and an exec and the whole thing.
Is it that S factor thing?
She's a vice president at a company and stuff like that. And 3 times a week, she becomes a total slut to loud black music, baby.
So what'd you say to her? Did you say anything to her about she should maybe
please
reconsider
close
this?
Your curtains.
Do you think it was a good idea?
I just left a $20 bill on the top. I think it's the funniest, greatest, coolest, funniest, sexiest, foolishest thing. I give her the music. Half the loops, all the loops and stuff that you hear in the background, that's my personal collection. All the music that we use during the show is my personal collection. So she hits me up for the tunes. Hey, I need something that's a little bit retro. I need something that's a little soul. Because we're going to be doing Motown next week. And we have to like act out soul and this kind of thing. Or hey, we're going to the Carib, man. You got any reggae? You know?
Have you gone to see her dance?
No, this is just a class. Yeah, of course, classes. You know, she was going to do it. What do I care? You know, that's where how I know Animal. He's the director of security. Where's the...
Crazy Girls in Hollywood.
I call it the Officers Club, man.
They named... We've had many a meeting at Crazy Girls.
I wouldn't call them meetings.
Well, they started out as meetings.
It's the close... if people were wondering, if you're trying to imagine, it's exactly like a smaller version of Bada Bing in The Sopranos, right?
Yeah.
And in fact, when I have important business meetings in Hollywood, I go at 6 o'clock when I know the place is totally empty and the girls haven't started dancing yet and the jukebox isn't on and we sit at what I call the captain's table. You know it well.
I do.
Right around at the far side of the bar. Sorry?
Always reserved for you, Dave.
Well, one of the chairs at the captain's table is named after you, actually.
The Barbie chair.
And do you know and you know what strippers do with their butthole before they go to work? They drop him off for band practice. All right, number 10, Eric. He says his daughter poses nude. We're going to give you this special phone number. Don't hang up. Eric, you're on. Number 10, let's have a look at her. There's been usual response. So, Mr. Roth, what's your intentions for my daughter? Well, first we're going to break for spots. Yo!
David Lee Roth, mornings.
Welcome to Club Dave, where it only rains when we say so. Club Dave, へようこそ。ここでは私たちが雨を降らせます。
Broadcasting internationally, Roth Radio, Zen, and the Art of Laughing Last. 866-313-3733. We're on the internet. Millions are listening in. www.thedavidleerothshow.com or It's too early for this.
It's what the kids call the World Wide Web.
DavidLeeRoth.com. Coming to you, short distance, me to you. Got Dimitri here. I got Robin. Animal.
Yeah.
Are you used to getting up this early?
No, I'll be going to bed about this time. But I wanted to spread a little light on the girl that her father kicked her out. He did say he wasn't working right and he didn't have money, right? And that's what he said. He was kind of
struggling. He was having some occupational problems.
Well, you know, his daughter could have been like, well, my father, you know, he's going doing bad. I'm going to go out and make some quick money, so I'm going to go pose in this magazine because you know how quick the money is because I work at a strip club. I hear these stories all the time. Girls up there dancing, their husbands doing bad or their boyfriends doing bad, and they come in try to make the quick buck to pay the bills and stuff. It could have been like that, you know, and he just threw out, not even like, she could be like, Dad, I'm trying to help you, you know, we ain't got no money, So I'm out here stripping. It's quick money. Pay the bills. It'll take the burden off your back. It could have been like that.
You have a very definite point, because this kid, not dad, but the kid's coming from a generation that is pure slut. And I'm not saying that antagonistically, okay? Whether it's little Brittany, you guys know exactly where I'm going, and that's why you're all smiling like a larcenous bunch of dicks. Really, that's why. Because, you know, every time I see that, you know, the low-cut pants and the belly ring, and everybody, I don't care if you're crunking or if you're Avril Lavigne doing Skater Boy, you follow? And every one of us is dating porn stars. I don't care if it's on Howard Stern, and if one wants to come on here, she'll be on here too. You follow? It's there in the videos. It's the whole idea of sexy magazines. That used to be something that was, you know, there were a couple, and those were way in the back of the stores as early as the early 80s. Playboy was hidden behind the counter. Now, it's the staple diet. You ask anybody in any one of these bodegas, these little markets and stuff, inner city, what keeps you alive? And they're going to point to the porno section. They're going to point right to Barely Legal and say, that's the number one, number two, and number three seller in my whole store. That and milk for the little babies. I'm not kidding. Frequently, I say, Abdul, Ahmed, what do you sell the most of here? Because I always think I'm going to hear something unusual.
We sell porn and we sell beepers.
And that's right. They don't sell beepers anymore, Robin.
No. I haven't been in New York in a while.
Yeah. All right, we got it. You want to have another call here, 866-313-3733, and let's expand the subject a little bit there. Can you read that article, Dimitri, that you had there?
This one right here.
Yeah, this is from today's news. This is about, there's an article in here about stars whose troubles are actually their parents, and this is dealing with John Voight and his kid, Angelina Jolie. And he apparently claimed that his daughter had, quote, serious mental problems, end quote, on television. And the news says that probably isn't the best way to express your concern. And since some of these comments, Angelina Jolie has decided that it was not, quote, healthy for her to be around him. And since the throwdown, Voight has tried to mend the divide, claiming that he's supportive of Jolie's relationship with Brad Pitt and that he wants to see his grandkids, Maddox and Zahara. But Jolie is staying mum and keeping her distance.
She's been away from him, I believe, for 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Wow.
Long time.
What's transpiring there? Come on, I had a harsh dad. I had a harsh, harsh dad. My dad was a prison doctor for the last 25 years of his go. And come on, you know, I survived. What happened? Was he beating her? Was there actual... Does anybody have any idea on what's going on?
I've never had any idea. In fact, it all seemed to come out when... remember when she kind of made out with her brother at the Oscars?
Yeah, what was that all about?
I do not know. But
tell me what you saw, because I only heard briefly about this.
I guess it must have been 4 years ago.
Yeah, it was about 4 years ago, yeah.
And she won an Oscar. I don't remember for what. Girl Interrupted, maybe?
Yeah, yeah.
And, appropriate.
So anyway, her brother's there, and he's a nice looking guy, and he was her date for the evening, and they announce her name, and she stands up, and the brother stands up, and they go to kiss like a sister and brother would, only it's very prolonged and really unctuous and creepy.
Is that her real brother? Her blood brother?
It's her blood brother, and you could just feel the whole audience going, ew.
So was she trying to be shocking like Madonna does when she kisses a girl, or was this some subtext?
It didn't look that way, and that was the creepy part.
Well, Angelina.
And then it started coming out that she has no relationship with her dad either. So
Angelina is kind of creating her own reality. Mystique. What is that? A paradigm? Her own mystique? Yeah. Whatever. There was Billy Bob. Billy Joe or
Billy Bob Thornton?
Billy Bob Thornton. Okay.
And the Vial of Blood.
Yeah, what was that all about? We had an article the other day where people are taking a little piece of bone out of their jaw or their butt or whatever, and you do that. But then again, is that for show, or is somebody really experiencing something mystical?
I don't know. I think it's for kooky. It's kooky.
So does she know she's kooky, or is she doing it intentionally, like Salvador Dali did to get attention?
She knows. I think that's just really who she is. That's just my humble opinion.
Voight says that she had problems she's had problems that have been dogging her since her childhood.
That's clearly evident.
Right. She's such a gorgeous woman.
Yeah, that's incontestable.
Anybody who is going to me, anybody who's that good looking, going to have problems. especially, you know, if you're brought up in Hollywood.
I'm going to agree with that. You bet.
It's going to happen.
Well, you're going to be indulged to death. Nobody's a girl like that is going to grow up, especially when she gets into her teenage years and she's around guys. She's going to fart at the dinner table. Everybody's going to go, smells like gummy bears. She's gonna lean forward and go, here's some soup for your elbows. Put your elbows in the soup, baby. No problem. You dig? No, she's gonna be indulged. You know, she's gonna be indulged totally. She can be drinking, swearing, smoking, some farting. No swinging weenie at the table is gonna take any chance of getting kicked out of the competition by going, stop farting. Come on, man.
Yeah, and the ladies too. You know, she's had her share of women, and she's talked about that. And she also has a history of marrying her leading man. This is not, you know, she did Mr. and Mrs. Smith with Brad.
Okay, well, wait a minute. Now, between those two episodes, hold on. Soup, can you get Linda? Ask Instructor Reisman to pop on in here and weigh in on this.
I think she married three of her leading men.
She's been married three times.
Yeah.
Okay, we're headed towards Elizabeth Taylor turf here. And then in between.
I might be wrong. It might be two, but I think it's three.
And then she was, in between, she was taking flying lessons, and she was going to go to Africa and work with whatever, Doctors Without Frontiers.
She's the president of charitainment now.
Well, what happened to being a bush pilot? That's Brad Pitt's job now, right?
Well, the reports have been saying that he's slowly becoming her.
You use a pun, go to jail? Is that what you're saying? Linda, can you hear me there?
Hey, Dave.
Oh, hey, I have Linda. Linda is my EMT instructor, and we work together now. It was so good. I said, hey, come on and work with us here, and she works with the bunch here. What do you think is going on with Angelina Jolie? Were you listening outside in there?
Dave, I was in the bathroom.
Don't kid around. The bathrooms are wired here. Were you in the one with the speaker over there? Okay,
no, I was in the dirty bathroom, Dave.
Okay, are you familiar with Angelina Jolie's history that she's not hanging with her dad? That for 7 years she hasn't talked to her dad.
I have read.
And what do you think's going on there?
Well, you know, Dave, sometimes I love my dad, so no matter what my dad did, when I met my dad, cared about my lifestyle or anything like that, I still love my dad. I think sometimes, though, you know, you have an issue with your dad. You want approval, and when you don't get it, you act out.
So you think her dad was being, most of the roles that he plays are pretty hardcore stuff. If you see in Runaway Train, even in...
John Voight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's always playing a serious character.
He just played the Pope in that movie on TV.
Oy, who wants to? The only thing more difficult than being a saint is having to live with one, huh?
Yeah, I always sought my dad's approval. I mean, you know, I played softball and did all the, you know, prerequisite lesbian things. And, you know, I always like, all right, maybe he's not too happy about my lifestyle, but goddamn it, I'll hit him a home run.
When did he become aware that you were a lesbian?
When he realized that I always had women bringing him home.
What
for
age
dinner.
Was that? What? Okay, what age was that? What age was
well,
that?
Well, it's kind of really funny because I really didn't come out, I think, till I was 28, and I was married, actually.
And you told your husband, and he didn't know.
Let's hear this.
Enough Angelina.
let's put it this way.
Get her a chair, Soup.
Thanks a lot. The resident lesbian is here. Okay.
Okay, go ahead. And would you do Angelina?
No, you know, I'm not...
I'm not a lesbian, and I would do Angelina.
See,
I'm not a lesbian, and I wouldn't do her. She's not my type. No.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I like athletic.
So
get me, like, the Swedish speed skater from the Olympics, kind of the... give me a grown-up version of one of the gymnastics kids, you know?
Give me Anna Nicole before she lost weight.
I like the athletic, androgynous type of woman. I'm not, you know, and I'm not one of these, you know, gay women that's, like, into turning straight women. I'm like, I want you to know what you're about, and... let's get to business.
So you're not interested in just regular material like Angelina. Although Angelina has two edges to her sword, right?
Yeah. You know,
there's a potential. I think all women have that potential.
I do, too. I think my thing is I think everyone's inherently bisexual.
I agree with you.
I don't know if everyone is.
I'm not sure about guys.
As women, I do believe that if you're hanging out or dating a lot of my buddies, that you'll instantly turn into a lesbian.
Well, Dave, because most guys are lesbians trapped in men's bodies, you know, and...
Okay, no metaphysics before happy hour, I told you. But we're going to pick that up right after this. Give me some music to get us on out the door here. Roth Radio, New York, Philadelphia, Dallas, Boston, Cleveland, Pittsburgh, West and Palm Beach, Yakima. Knock it off. We're going to be on Yakima someday. 866-313-3733. Alarmingly free radio that is totally free. Not just the kind of freedom you get from a box of maxi pads, baby.
It's all right.
Roth in the mornings.
Du hører på David Lee Roth. Roth Radio på begynnelsen av morgenen. Sjokkerende stødig. You are listening to David Lee Roth. Roth Radio. First thing in the morning, shockingly consistent.
You're listening to Brian Young in the background there as our guitar player from the band.
Keep it going, brother. This is great.
Sounds the way Angelina Jolie looks. What is it, what's it mean when Angelina Jolie gives her kid a mohawk and says that she doesn't want the kid to be in the public or to be privy to the public eye because that's going to be, you know, the spotlight. She doesn't want the kid in the spotlight. And the next thing you know, she's taking him everywhere. She's being photographed with him virtually everywhere. And the kid's got a mohawk. What does that mean?
Oh, that kid's got more press than anything I've ever seen.
He's got more press than Britney Spears' Chihuahua. No, really. I'm counting this in kind of the same hand here. Is this now a part of the theater? Is this part of the routine?
I think so. Oh, sure. And the new baby, too. Zahara, is that her name?
Are these trophy babies?
I keep wanting. I'm serious. Keep waiting for her to come out with a book called "How to Adopt an Ethiopian Kid for Dummies."
You are so bad.
It'll happen. You know it'll happen.
It'll happen. You know. No, these are trophies. These are like trophies. It seems, and I'm completely outside the editorial loop. But this is something that's like a belt buckle. This is designed to get attention. What do you think?
Well, Dave, yeah, her dad's even saying that she's like not all there, you know. Your dad's calling you mentally disturbed. That's pretty weird. So I'm thinking she's even acting out against him with the kids. I mean, saying I don't want him in the public, and then all of a sudden, you know, you paint him green and put a mohawk on him. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I didn't know they made the designer khakis that little.
Oh, wait, here's a go. We're going to go to call number 8, Chris. He says actors are screwed up. Well, how do you know that, Chris? You're on.
You know, I don't mean that they're screwed up. But I feel that...
No, I agree with you right off the bat.
Yeah, but you know what it is? It's most entertainers have this need for attention, for the spotlight. And what it does is, it over time, it screws them up because they don't have they can't grasp reality. And when they feel like they're slipping out of the spotlight, they do something to get themselves back in. Angelina Jolie, you know, her kids, as an example, I mean, her relationship with her father, who's estranged, is just as screwed up as, like, say, like a Jessica Simpson, whose father's involved in everything.
Do you think Jessica Simpson's father is screwed up?
I think the relationship is screwed up.
Okay, let's talk about that. You sound like you know what. You sound like a clever guy here. Explain to me what you think is going on with Daddy and Jessica.
I feel like he has a need for attention, and he kind of missed it. But you got to start off at a young age.
I started when I was seven. I started taking singing lessons and everything when I was 7 years old.
Exactly. And he probably didn't make it at the time or whatever he wanted to do, and then saw something in Jessica and had her out there in front of the church choir singing, and this was his gravy boat.
Mr. Simpson was a minister. Do you know the story?
Go ahead.
He was a minister. And he did have Jessica singing, and he was selling tapes of her, and she had a lovely voice for the church choir, and he was selling tapes out of the trunk of his car. Suddenly, he realizes that she can cross over into more mainstream stuff, and next thing you know, the
like when she started wearing a bra?
Well, like when she suddenly needed a way bigger one. And although I'm not sure which came first, but anyway, so she makes no serious. But she so she crosses over, you know, he crosses her over into the mainstream, and all of a sudden this religious minister, and anybody who's going to go into that, if you ask me, is also in showbiz light, but because they got an audience every week, you know. But anyway,
that is showbiz absolutely. Light. Now, of course, you do. Have you ever seen what is it, The Apostle with Duvall, Bob Duvall, Robert Duvall? They're all
and the evangelists.
Oh, they totally
stuff.
Get absolutely. Into that. They're rocking.
They have they have their own TV channels now. I mean, it's a huge market.
It's
now.
Huge. And
gospel music
money.
is more than just music. It's a whole community. It's a voter block now.
Preaching's an industry.
What religion was Joe Simpson, or is it, if that's his name?
That's a good question. I don't know. But
did he invent his own?
He might. I don't think so. I think he was legit.
Why are you laughing?
You did, Dave, so why shouldn't he?
No, I'm serious. You
I
know,
don't
it's
know.
Like L.
Just...
Ron Hubbard invented Scientology, and look how many thousands of people are in that.
That's right.
He used to write trash novels and paperbacks and pulp comics and everything like this. And he used to joke with his friends, the other artists, that he was going to invent his own religion someday, that was where the real money was, that he was going to invent the characters and the different levels. I think Tom Cruise is something that's called a third level full thetan, thetan, something mm-hmm. like I memorized it because he invented it. The Hubbard or whoever invented that, created all the definitions. And if you look at it, it's the same as creating a whole energy of a universe. Here's another planet, or here's another community. It's the exact same thing. So
and
I'm
it's
wondering.
Religion too. It's the whole hierarchy of, you know, you're a bishop, you're a deacon, or I don't know, however it goes, those goys.
It's ranking.
But it's ranking, yeah.
And is his name Joe? I'm sorry. Is it Joe Simpson? Let's call him Joe.
Let's call him Joe.
And did Joe create his
Father
own religion? Father Joe. Well, you know, when you say it like that, you get a kind of a little feeling there. Didn't Father Joe give his daughter a love ring or the what do you call that? That says he gave his daughter a ring that says, "I'll be the only man in your life until you get married." What do you think of that, man? That gives me the creeps.
Did he really? That's really creepy.
Yeah, and it's got a thing that's called a friendship parent ring or a love ring or something like that.
Oh,
and
wow.
He put it on the daughter like a marriage kind of thing. And obviously, you got to protect, you know.
I think he put an inscription on her breast implants, too.
She doesn't have breast implants. The only thing synthetic and dumb about her was her ex-husband, man.
I think she very much does have implants, but
I disagree. No way.
Oh, come on.
Catty, catty.
Bagels.
What?
Both ends.
You really don't. I'm really not being catty. I really think she does.
Yeah,
I can't prove it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, you know how you could tell when they like push them up and you get the, like that bagel roll over here, like that unnatural thing.
Hold on, let me check. Dave, what do you think? I don't know, Dave.
You don't have fake boobs, but does Jessica? I don't think so.
I think we are a very plastic society now, and there's
plastic makes perfect.
Yeah, exactly. And plastic makes perfect, and you get paid to be perfect, baby. That's it. It's like, Dave, it's like any other art. I mean, you constantly practice. You constantly go to school. You're constantly doing music. They constantly got to do boobs.
And you sort of do have to do it in show business.
You'd make a great attorney, man.
Dave, I actually got into law school. I just didn't go.
I heard that Sharon Osbourne just had hers taken out.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, that she had implants and got bored and said, okay.
Now, Sharon, to a great degree, is a lot like Janet Jackson. Is there really anything left underneath? No, really. I went to a motorcycle convention. You know, I don't have a motorcycle. I don't own one. But just as, you know, an art object, great, man. You know, we live in a Harley Davidson society, amongst other things. And a fella's looking at the bike, and I'm admiring it, and I says, what is this? He goes, it's a, I don't know, I'm going to get this wrong, but 1958 Heritage Series Flat Tail Soft Bob Panhead. And I said, wow, this is a great looking bike. And he says, yep, not an original part on it. And I said, what do you mean? And he said, well, every single welt, every single string, every single butt, button, every bolt, every piece of plastic has been replaced with something familiar or just a little bit better than the original. And I said, so this bike is Janet Jackson.
Dave, can you do me a favor?
Sure.
Can you just say the word Harley Davidson one more time?
Harley Davidson.
Because the other day we were talking about McDonald's.
Harley
and then,
Davidson.
And then the next day, they brought us McDonald's. So let's do an experiment.
Yeah.
Because I really want a Harley.
Wow, you really are a lesbian.
Hold on.
Aren't you?
I love BMW.
BMW rules.
Yes.
Benz,
could they
right?
Could they fit one in the green room tomorrow? I mean,
a Harley Davidson
or a BMW.
No.
We got the McDonald's in there.
Hey, you can say Panasonic as much as you like.
Panasonic now has. I got a news item here. Panasonic develops world's largest plasma TV, 103 inches.
Wow.
I think Oprah already has one of these. Have you seen it on her show? She's got it. This is huge.
Wow.
How can you watch porno on something like that? You have to sit so far back.
Dave, you could be in porno with something like that.
Oh, no. That's taller than me.
It's taller than me. Right. You put it on an end and film your own. You could have like some serious anxiety and depression for something like that. Okay, number 10. No, Theo. I think it says Theo.
Hey, what's up, Dave? Good luck with the show.
Thank you so much. What are you thinking about this morning?
Well,
what do you want to talk about?
I just want to talk about, I didn't get her name, but the lesbian girl. I don't think she's being fair to Angelina Jolie. How many stars, first of all, would go to these impoverished countries and adopt a child, considering the money and power they have? And the things that she's done, of course, for all these countries, you know, she's worked with the UN. And second of all, anytime you see pictures of her, she's with her kids. There's no nanny there.
Oh, you know, come on, but those pictures are all press pictures. Do you think that she's
cleaning
diapers?
Actually, you know how the paparazzi is. They're following her all the time. There are pictures of her on the beach with Brad Pitt playing with the kids or something like that.
They follow her, but she also has a lot of press people who call up and say, Angelina's going to go buy a cup of coffee, and she's going to the Starbucks.
Well, she's absolutely right. Robin and I have lived in Hollywood tinsel land for many, many years, and that's how it happens. Because if you don't alert the press, then the only time that somebody knows where you're going, is it a movie opening or the Ivy, okay?
Well, let me ask you this, then. Where's the nanny? How come they haven't gotten a picture of her nanny? I mean, they've gotten a picture of everybody's nanny.
Oh, no. There's definitely a nanny, and the nanny travels with them every time they leave the country to go off to their island retreats and everywhere else. Don't be fooled, my friend.
He's been in
the press very much.
Theo, I really want to say...
I think she did a great thing adopting those kids. I do, too.
We're having fun here, but it's a cool thing that she did.
You know?
I think that what she brought was some attention to a good issue,
yep.
And that now parading her own kids around in the nerve center of the gangland stronghold called the big black hole of publicity and creepy, horrible, ugly Hollywood and all of the promotions characters and everything, is she'll be lucky if those kids pull through without the problems and the drinking and everything like that. Because as soon as you put people in front of the public eye like that, your behavior changed. And if you aren't pretty well formatted, that'll fool you up. I've got a lot of band members who can pretty well explain that. All you got to do is take a peek. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this.
Hey, good luck, Dave.
Thank you, my friend.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.